What it is, hey, yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man, coming back at y'all again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for a real nigga, you know what I'm talking about. I do believe we are at chapter 17 right now. I just want to thank everybody real quickly to just thank everybody for listening. I really do hope, encourage some of y'all to pick up the Bible. And yeah, we're about to get into it, man. I just want to tell y'all thank you. Anybody who's been keeping up, anybody who just came out, started keeping up or whatever, man. Hope you enjoyed it. You did. All right. So before we get into chapter 17, anybody who ride with me this far know it's two things I gotta do before I get started. You did. So first one is, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to come here today, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, humbly, Lord, to enlighten my heart and my mind, Lord, and give me the wisdom and discernment that it takes to reach people with this word that you have and to translate it and to break it down into something that's viewable for them to be able to relate to, oh Lord. Just thank you, man. Lord, I just, for promising me, you know, just on a personal tip, I just personally thank you, Lord. You know, I'm familiar with this territory, so it's a little, you know, a little nervous. But at the same breath, I am going off faith of what you told me. And you told me I could be a pilot, you know, a pilot light, you know. I'd be a light that could reach into a lot of places to be able to get to that pilot, you know. It's not easy to get to the pilot, let alone with a flame. But you give me the ability to see up in there and get the pilot lit and be able to get the stove on. So I'm not looking for 100,000, a million followers or nothing like that. But if I could spark that one person, because, you know, a light for the pilot, you know, it can't heat up the whole room, but that pilot can get that oven started, you know, and that oven can be hot enough to heat up the whole room, Lord. So if I could encourage the right person, Lord, that could want to go out and just speak even heavier on it, and you've touched their heart to do more with it, Lord, I ask you to let it be done, Lord, you know, because you promised me that I'll always be the pilot light, you know. When it's good to have the oven on, and when you got it on and you got it heated, you know, you can keep the room lit. But if you don't run that oven for a while, you might need that pilot light again. And if I could be a pilot light for some of your strong soldiers out here, Lord, I'd be glad to be it. But I just ask you to help me deliver this word in a fashion that can be understood, Lord, and just walk with me through the whole process. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. I ask these men more blessings. Your son, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Yeah, I got to excuse prayers. Prayers are just like a little personal thing, you know, I include you in on. But, you know, sometimes I do get into my, you know, it's me and my relationship with God. Prayer is like supposed to be, you know, your relationship with God. So you open up to him. If y'all rock with me this far, I should be comfortable enough to open up to y'all, you know, as well. Y'all can see that process and stuff. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Chapter 17. Yeah, chapter 17 is a pretty interesting chapter indeed, you know what I'm saying? But before we do, let me get the wild window. Rest in peace, Tom Strong, a.k.a. Michael Ford. It did, I like his name, Michael Ford. I hope it is, I hope I ain't saying the wrong name. But Tommy Strong from Martin, you know. He the one that got that dog sounding like that. If anybody said in that man, you know, you probably find a time in it. You know what I'm saying? No. But chapter 17, all right? God is appearing to Abram in this journey when Abram is 99 years old. Still haven't had a child yet with Sarah. He did, but I do think that this is strongly part of the reason why this visit from God came about. Because when he was 99, he got a visit from God. And if you've been walking with it, this is part of the reason why I do the little math thing, because I really want people to understand. It may be people out there who, you know, what is he, 99? So that means he is officially like 14, 24, maybe. Yeah, he 24 years into this journey. Like, God promised him something 24 years ago, bro. 24. And if we started the journey at 26, and he got a promise and it's 24 years later, bro, you 50 years old and still ain't had no child. Now, this ain't off the strength of, like, okay, you 50 years old and had no child, but you been an old your whole life, you know what I'm saying? Fucking around and shit, all that shit. And you ain't been trying to have no child, you did. That kind of different, cuz. This nigga been 24 years strong, nothing in pussy, cuz. And still ain't got that child yet, bro. Reason why I'm setting it up and letting you know this before we get into like the visit and everything, because Abram kind of show, you know, and that's just the related to our time at 51. But Abram is 99, bro. 99 years old, dog. Still ain't had the seeds yet, cuz the Canaanites still over this land like it's theirs and everything like that. Like, it's tough. Like, this is what faith is like, really, really gotta be intense. This is when, you know, faith is the substance of things, hope for evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen this shit in 24 years, cuz, so you really gotta have some, like, evidence, you know. You still gotta push for that evidence of the things not seen, even though it's not being seen. So, you know, that's how chapter 17 starts off. He's 99. And God pays him a visit. You know what I'm saying? And God talked to him. And basically, they finna make another little covenant. You know what I'm saying? A promise, like an agreement. Like, I'm gonna do this for you. And I need you to do this for me. You feel me? And it's concerning, like, not just you, but everybody after you. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to give you something for you and everybody after you, okay? So he started off like, just continue to walk the way you walk. And I know you discouraged. I know you hurt. I know you looking for some stuff that ain't got here yet, but continue to walk in my righteousness. Continue to walk the way that you've been walking before me. And I got a covenant, man. I'm about to make a great nation of you, bro. Matter of fact, you know what? Since I am going to make you a father of many nations, yeah, I think it's time to switch your name up, man. Yeah, I know your name mean exalted father, but we finna change it to where you exalted father of many nations. Your name finna change from Abram to Abraham, my G. Your name is Abraham now, okay? Now, that's all I'm calling you, man. And to tell people from now on, that's what they need to call you. They don't need to call you Abram. Your name Abraham now, bro. On everything. And being that your name is Abraham, that means you are a father of many nations. Because I'm going to make you a father of many nations, basically. You know what I'm saying? So people going to know it when they see your name, man. And I'm going to keep my promise with your seed and you and your seed after you to be a guide to y'all, to make sure I protect them like I protect you, to make sure I look out for them like I look out for you, to make sure I bless them like I bless you. I got you. I'm going to feel that part. I'm going to handle that part right there for you, man. You will have a nation and you will have this seed. But for you, what I need you to do for me is that I need you to get rid of all them anteaters in your house. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in your, every male in your house has to get rid of his anteater. What am I saying? Oh, they need to be, we're going to call it circumcised, okay? They need to be circumcised. Everybody got to get rid of the turtleneck, cuz. Everybody. And start, and this is just not your, this is for people, and people you employed, the people that they employed, because, you know, Abram was a good boss, man. They had money, too, so they could employ people themselves. So everybody that's in your house, everybody that was born in your house, man, all your seeds and the seeds after you, from eight days old, everybody now, you just gonna get them up now. But from now on, like everybody that's being born from now on, 8 days old, bro, circumcise them. That's the deal. That's what you gotta do for me. You do that for me, I guarantee you, I'm gonna be the God for them, for you, and everybody. And I'm gonna make a great nation. I'm gonna give you this land. I know you're a stranger over in this land, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to give you and your seed this whole land. And we gonna be chilling here forever. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be able to have that bond with me like that forever, man. You know what I'm saying? And Sarai is gonna have that seed. And this is where Abram, like, kind of like, you know, he kind of give a little chuckle. But this part in the Bible say he said it in his heart. He didn't say that shit out loud. That nigga said this shit in his heart. Hard, okay, you know what I'm saying? But he gave a little chuckle, and he said in his heart, you know, will I have a child at 100 years old, for real? I'm gonna have a child, like, boy, God, crazy. I love him, man, I love him, but some of the stuff he be saying just be like off the chain, man. 100 years old, and Sarah, 99. Oh, she gonna, like, go through pain, labors, and everything, and not that, oh, man, for real, man, God, it's crazy. But he's saying this in his heart. He ain't saying it out loud. What he said out loud was, oh, let Ishmael live before thee. Basically saying, like, you know, give that promise to Ishmael. Let him be the one that live before you and everything like that, though. I had to tap this a little bit because I'm about to tell you what God responded with. You know what I'm saying? That it get kind of trippy. All right, God. First and foremost, let them know, bro, I heard what you said in your heart, bro. You, Sarah will have a seed indeed, bro. Don't, bro. Sarah gonna have a seed for sure, like. And since you like laughing and you think stuff so funny, when she do have a seed, I want you to name the seed Isaac, because Isaac means laughter, you know what I'm saying? And it's not something that only he do. We're going to see in the next chapter, Sarah got the giggles too. But since you want to name, you don't laugh so much, you know what I'm saying? We're going to name the child Isaac, okay? But he said, even though Abraham was saying it in a sense of trying to hide his real feelings about, like, come on, God, I'm 100 years old. Come on, man, you ain't got to, like, kick it with me no more, man. I love you, man. I ain't gonna have no child at 100, man. Like, he's doing something that's inconceivable even to them in their time frame. You feel me? Like, it just, come on, bro. 100, bro. I had to wait till I turned triple digit to have my damn first. 100. Who, man, I mean, you know, Sham did, but that was so long ago, cut. And he was on the pole with Noah, and he lived be like 500. I know Abram ain't even seeing 500. He ain't even thinking, I'm going to live 500 years. Because the years start dwindling down from Shem to when Abraham, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you feel me? But, you know, it was like, God, even though he was saying that to cover up what he said with Ishmael, God is so loving. God is so kind. And God is so, like, you know what I'm saying? He want people to see the good side. Like, people emphasize the strong side so much, you know, how much of authoritative God he is and how he don't play and how disciplined he is and stuff like that. But God really want people to see, I love y'all, man. Do you know how much stuff I let shit ride? You know what I'm saying? Come on. I love y'all, man. Like, for real, for real. And he heard him on the Ishmael. He was like, don't worry. As for Ishmael, I heard you on that too. I'm going to multiply his seeds as well. I'm going to give him 12 princes. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him, not princesses, but princes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it sounds like I'm saying princess, but give him 12 princes. I hope that, yeah. Anyway, he going to give him 12 of them motherfuckers. All right? And he'll make a great nation of him. A great nation of him. But Abraham is going to be... He's going to make many great nations of them. Kings, he said from Sarah, kings are going to come from Sarah. You know what I'm saying? I will give her a seed indeed. Kings are going to come from him. Many seeds are going to come from this seed that I give from her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to change her name. You know what? We ain't even, see, I didn't change the name for God. I'm sorry, God. I know in the story you change it after you tell him about that, and I've been calling her Sarah. Cats out the bag now. Her name's Sarah now. It's no longer Sarah, y'all. It's Sarah now. You know what I'm saying? God, like, I change your name, I change her name, man. Y'all together. So you can't change one without changing the other. Her name's Sarah, which means a joy and a delight. A great noble woman, and it still means princess. You know what I'm saying? So she has a beautiful name, and he changed her name as well. And yeah, he told him that. He told him about the circumcision. He told him that he was going to be a guy for him, trying to make sure. Because, you know, after he told him about Sarah having a child, and she's going to have plenty of kids after that, you know. He went ahead and dipped out. God went ahead and dipped out. They said he dipped out. And after he dipped out, Abram did exactly what the good Lord asked him to do. He did it, and he made sure everybody in his house, every man, everybody, man, child, anybody that was riding with Abram at that time frame, bro, circumcision, snip, snip, away with the anteater. There's no need to wear your scarf in the summer. Oh, shit. But, yeah, that's how chapter 17 is. In a nutshell, we have a visit from God, and now we got the official name changes from Abram to Abraham, Sarah to Sarah, even though I've been trying to change that shit since, like, chapter 16. And but, you know what I'm saying? God changed it officially at chapter 17. You did. And, yeah, that's it. You know, 99, he promised him. Oh, yeah. He said a year from this visit right here, you're going to have a child. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a child. All right? Be prepared, because it's coming. But, yeah, I believe that is all in chapter 17 that this Cliff Notes will reveal to you. I encourage you to read the book for yourself and fact check me on some of this stuff, because some of it kind of hazy, you know, but I think it's pretty accurate, you know what I'm saying, because I do try to check it before I start it up, so I think it's pretty accurate. And yeah, no venting today, you know what I'm saying, because that one pretty much is heavy within itself, you know what I'm saying? Changed the man's name. He promised to be a guide to his people, you know what I'm saying? Which he shows that true. But even though sometimes the people clearly show that they don't deserve it, you know what I'm saying? He still is that loving God, and he still kept that promise. Even though it was a time when we're going to see an Exodus, bro, he was pretty heated, because he was ready to like give it all up. But, you know what I'm saying, he was encouraged by somebody not to, and he didn't. So he's been continuously after that. I think that's the only person that he really just, he got tired of that shit on. But the rest of them, you know, he just found other ways to humble them, you know what I'm saying? So, but he always kept his promise, and I believe he's always keeping his promise even still to this day. So, you know. And if you look, I do want to say this before I end this chapter. I hope that for my black people, I do. want y'all to see. Maybe the lineage in like demeanorism. If you can't just like pinpoint a family tree, okay, I came from this. Just listen to how they move, cause like, and just, you know, the struggles that they have, they handle the struggles that they have. Like, I do want my black people to see that. But overall, because like, with this while, and I say I'm talking to my G's and I'm talking to my hood niggas, that has no color line, man. That has no gender line, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's for everybody. It did. That can really understand trials and tribulation, and even in the midst of trials and tribulation, God will give you joy faithfully till you get to that point to where you get the extreme joy, you know? And if you really look at Abram's story spiritually, like, I think a lot of people can relate to just maybe not having a child for that long, but just something that you want in your life that just, it took a minute to get, or it's taking a minute to get. And it's something that God promised you because you got a relationship with God and you feel like it's something that he promised you. And, you know, looking at this, it could be encouragement, man, that, you know. And I think 18, no, it's 19, but 18 was my favorite one. Ooh, it's some shit go down to 18. Or is it 19? It might be 19, but I know for a fact 18 got one of the cleanest quotes I heard, for real. And it's one of them guys, it's, 18 is one of the moments where he come visit, you feel me? Like visit, like it seemed like it's a you know, a physical kind of like, you know what I'm saying, individual like visiting, you feel me? Beforehand, the visits have been like a spiritual entity type thing, you know what I'm saying? But this one kind of like, he like a person pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, 18, I'm gonna let, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I don't wanna get too much into 18 because I wanna tell 18 when it's time for 18, you feel me? But, you know, and 17, man, just ride with God, man, because he riding with you. Spiritually, I feel like we all a part of Abram's family, whether we are part of the bloodline or not, because if you striving to do what God asks you to do and walk in his ways the best way you can, I feel like you striving in the way that Abram did. Abram wasn't perfect by a long shot, but Abram did the best that he could to let God know he loved him and he worshiped and he believed him and he riding with him. And it was enough for God to show him that I see you and I'm riding with you. Because God was giving this promise to him above all the other people that were in the world at the time. This was only a promise that we have known to only be given to this one particular man. So he was really walking airtight close with God, for real. But yeah, that's chapter 17 in a nutshell. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it, you know. Man, one of you motherfuckers go out there and pick up that book. It is. And till the next time we get it in, we're going to do it like that, though. Chill.